Nolte, Dying Oscar Telecast Bombs with Fourth Lowest Ratings in History. By John Nolte on March 12, 2024. With only 19.5 million viewers, Sunday night's Academy Awards bombed with the fourth lowest viewership in Oscar history. Naturally, the sycophants in the corporate media who need Hollywood's ad dollars and refuse to admit America will never embrace their fascist woke revolution are spinning this failure with these howler headlines. Oscars 2024 hit four-year viewership high with 19.5 million in TV ratings. Oscars score post-pandemic highs in Barbenheimer. And an early start, boost Oscar ratings to four-year high. But facts are facts, and a mere 10 years ago, in 2014, the Oscar telecast drew 43.7 million viewers. Hell, 5 years ago, in 2019, 30 million tuned in. But by all means, celebrate that 19.5 million. Also of interest is the fact Oscar is losing younger viewers. And again, here's how the entertainment media sycophants spin it. The telecast of the 96th Academy Awards marked a four-year high in total viewers, including a 4% increase compared to the 18.8 million who tuned into the Sunday night telecast in 2023. Last year's broadcast saw a 13% uptick in total viewership compared to the 16.7 million viewers the award show nabbed in 2022. This year's show also nabbed a 3.81 rating among adults 18 to 49. That last sentence kills me. Read the paragraph again and ask yourself what's missing. You will notice we get all the good news about how Sunday's telecast improved in total viewers over the 2022 and 2023 telecasts. But where's the 18 to 49 comparison to last year? Why is that left out? And why does that last sentence make that 3.81 rating sound like a triumph? I'll tell you why. It's because you're being lied to through omission. That all-important age demo in the 18 to 49 range that sets advertiser rates was down a full 5% from last year. Regardless, here's the real reason Sunday night's Oscars should be considered a massive failure. Sunday should have been a perfect ratings storm for the Academy Awards. First, the telecast started an hour earlier than in previous years. Second, and for the first time in 20 years, a movie normal people turned into a bona fide blockbuster. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer was the best picture frontrunner. That hasn't happened since 2003's Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. In addition to Oppenheimer, another blockbuster, Barbie, was advertised as a key part of the telecast, especially in the best song department. Related, Oscars so woke, Academy Awards diversity rules are nothing but the illusion of inclusion. After 20 years of shit best picture winners normal people ignored in droves, movies like Birdman, Parasite, Coda, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Shape of Water, Moonlight, The Artist, and Slumdog Millionaire, Oscar was suddenly gifted with a turning back of the clock to a time when movies normal people actually saw. Titanic, Braveheart, Forrest Gump, Schindler's List, were in the best picture spotlight. And the result? The fourth worst ratings in the 50-year history of the telecast. Anyone who cares about the cultural relevancy of movies is not sleeping well. What are the odds those the blockbuster planets align again for Oscar? There was a time when the commerce and art planets always aligned. When movies normal people could actually relate to dominated the Oscar conversation. Hell, there was a time when the Oscars were so relevant that a Best Picture nomination blew up that title's box office. No more. The sycophants in the media will blame streaming and social media and the pandemic and Putin and the fluoride in the water, but they will never tell the truth, and that's this. Jimmy Kimmel sucks. He's smug, divisive, not terribly funny, and no one watches his late-night show. America long ago rejected him. And because the entertainment industry is hyper-politicized, fascistic, and talentless, most movies today suck. Instead of artists making their points and saying what they want said through theme, metaphor, moral complexity, multidimensional characters, we are scolded, shamed, yelled at, insulted, and pummeled with gay sex and identity politics. Instead of being fun and sexy, bold and provocative, we get safe and dull lectures and stories easy to predict based on what is correct politically. Hollywood hates normal people and loves China. Hollywood grooms our children with transvestites, drag queens, and transsexual propaganda as it destroys our heroes. There will be no rebound. We can only look to the past. And make sure to buy your hard copies because the erasure of the past has already begun. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.